Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me from the Grand Island Area Habitat for Humanity, I have Lindsay Juergens, the Executive Director. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I have Carla Chavez, the Operations Coordinator. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. How are you doing today?
We are great. Yep. We're excited to be here. Thank you for having us.
All right. So we've got you here. And we're going to talk about a home ownership program. Now, this is how long has Habitat for Humanity been around and been helping folks that, you know, probably couldn't buy a home, get one? How long have you guys been around?
1993 was when Grand Island Area Habitat for Humanity was established.
Okay.
So since then, so a long time. And then the homeownership program is like the flagship piece that we have. It is what people know us for, that 0% interest, low income family opportunity.
And what counties do you cover?
Currently, we cover four counties. Those are Hall, Hamilton, Howard, and Merrick counties.
All right. Now, we really want to talk to this and emphasize to people that there is a deadline to submit an application to do that. Do you want to tell us more about that?
Yes. So the application period actually started in December 1st, and it does end on February 28th.
Wow.
Yeah. So people really need to get in on that. And I'd also like to emphasize that Carla is incredible about helping people with that application process. So we really want people to reach out to her, reach out to us in the office in general. But with Carla, to set up a time, she will sit down with people and help them through that application process.
Okay, and so how would they go about getting a hold of Carla?
Really, the best way is to either call or email at the office. So the phone number for the office is 308-385-5510. We are available from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. And then email-wise, that would be Carla, K-R-L-A, at gihabitat.org.
Perfect. Okay, so this application period... what is it for in the home? Can you describe what people would be applying for?
Yes. So this application period, the one ending February 28th, you are applying for a home to be built in 2026, or at least completed in 2026. And what Carla and I like to remind people of is that we are not like an emergency services sort of nonprofit organization. We are a long game. You're committing to something that you won't have tomorrow, but you're working towards a better tomorrow for yourself and your family.
Absolutely. And how big do these homes grow? Are they, you know, like 4-bedroom or 2-bedroom? How big do these houses grow?
Yeah, all of that is kind of contingent on the size of the family. So,
sure.
Our program here, we build houses from 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, or 4-bedroom. It really just depends on the situation of the family.
Absolutely. Now, how many families do you select to do this?
It'll be between 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a reminder, you know, we do serve Hall, Hamilton, Howard, and Merrick counties. So one thing that's important to us is to get the word out. Like, for example, currently we have properties without homes built in Aurora. So we're trying to really push and make sure we get Auroran applicants.
Oh, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What about the ability to pay?
We really are looking at people's debt to income ratios. We're looking that they fit between the 2024 HUD income guidelines for the counties that they reside in. So that's really kind of the two big pieces that we're looking at when it comes to mortgage payments and what that's going to look like for families.
So in Grand Island, in just Hall County, I'm seeing they talk about a median income. Can you explain that?
So the median income, you're basically the way HUD works is they want you to fall between the 30% to 80%. And that median isn't average, but it's really just like middle. So we're trying to figure out what that is. Now we end up with, you know, low income in that, you will get a little bit of a subsidized portion on that mortgage. So that's why it's median. So if you make more than that 80%, for example, you don't qualify within the income guidelines.
What about citizenship?
Yeah, we do need people to be either a U.S. citizen or permanent resident.
Very good. Okay. And how long do they have to or have lived in our area?
If you are applying for a Habitat house, you need to have lived in our service area for at least the last 12 months.
That makes sense. Okay. What is willingness to partner?
Really what that portion kind of entails is that they are not only willing to associate with us through our program, but we kind of ask that they work what we call sweat equity hours. They will work 500 out of those hours that they will split between their partner. And that's really just that volunteer work that we're asking them to do. Again, this is a volunteer-based program. So that's where that comes in, is volunteer work and also our education classes that we ask them to do as well. Just really setting them up for success, hopefully, in the long run.
And how long is the mortgage for?
That is a tiny bit flexible, but people can figure between 20, 22 years is about when we're going to set that mortgage period.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so where do people go to get an application?
Yeah, so they can stop at our office located at 502 West 2nd Street here in Grand Island. Otherwise, they can go online to gihabitat.org/apply, and they can download a copy of the application there.
Fantastic. Okay. And if they have questions, of course, they can reach out to you guys down there. What is your phone number one more time?
That's 308-385-5510. And as a reminder, Carla is also responding to her emails at karla@gihabitat.org. And again, she's willing to set up personal conversations with people to help with that application process. It can be a little bit scary for folks, understandably so. So we want it to be really accessible.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in this morning and letting our listeners know what's going on with the Grand Island Area Habitat for Humanity. Just to quickly sandwich this in, you have until February 28th to submit an application for a home, you know, with the Habitat for Humanity. I want to thank you guys.
Thank you, Renee.
Yes, thank you.
All right. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.